It's time for today's Daily Devotional. Don't forget, if you miss it, you can check it out on our website at WBYZ94.com. And we are continuing talking in the series for Asking for a Friend. What are some ways that we can live our faith authentically, both in private and in public? Scripture comes from Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. After tackling that tough question about Christian hypocrisy on yesterday, it's only natural to ask, so what does authentic faith really look like? Because living it out isn't about being perfect. It's about being consistent, honest, and surrendered to Jesus. I don't know about you, but I've crossed paths with people whose faith made me pause, people who say they follow Christ, but they live in a way that makes you wonder if they really mean it. You may have met someone like that too. Maybe their language is anything but kind, yet in another breath, they claim to be deeply religious. It creates a little bit of confusion and it sends mixed messages about what Christian faith really looks like. And the truth is, that kind of example doesn't reflect the heart of Christ. Faith isn't just about the words that we say, it's about how we live, love, and represent Jesus daily. And when our actions don't align with his teachings, we're not living out our faith we claim to believe in, are we? Authentic faith isn't just about what you say with your mouth, but it's about what you do when nobody's watching you. It's about how you treat people when you think it won't benefit you, and how you respond when things just absolutely do not go your way. So how do we start living it out? We start it out in private, because our public life will always reflect our private one. So we spend time in prayer, not just talking, but listening and opening your Bible, even if it's only one verse a day. Worship when no one else is around and your heart is aligned with Jesus in private. And we want to love people well too, because faith is more than beliefs. It's about behavior. So do you show kindness to the cashier when things are going wrong, or the person at the restaurant who can't get your order right? Or do you offer forgiveness even when it's hard? Would you lift others up instead of gossiping or tearing them down? Jesus said the world would know we are his followers by love, not our opinions. And that's in John 13:35. We also want to be consistent, but not perfect, because we know that being authentic doesn't mean having it all together. Does anyone truly have it all together? It means we're honest when you don't want to be. But we're also the same person on Sunday morning that we are on Tuesday afternoon. Don't post scripture, then trash someone in the comments. What are you doing? Be willing to admit when you mess things up. And honestly, often that speaks louder than any Bible verse that you quote. And of course, finally, let your light shine gently. You don't have to shout out your faith from the rooftops to be a light. Sometimes the strongest witness is simply doing your job with integrity and treating people with dignity and responding to pain with hope. As we go to you in prayer today, God, help us to live a life that reflects you, not just when people are watching, but in every moment. Shape our hearts in the quiet places so that our life speaks louder than our words. May our faith be real, not rehearsed, and let your light shine through us in truth and love and in everything that we do. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.